The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for slow traffic on I-235 South heading onto K-96. The delays start as you approach 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
It's a control C, control V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You'll use the radio in your car more than anything else. When buying a new car, make sure the AM/FM is simple, clear, and convenient.
Furnished by NAB and this station.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are glad to be with you here. It is a Tuesday. It's Jake Balbrock. It's Paul Savage. Max Power producing. Paul, NBA playoffs are here. Now, this is something you're following a little closer than myself, than TJ typically does. We've been so caught up, if we're talking basketball, in the transfer portal and what's happening there, that the NBA is just kind of sneaking up on us a little bit. I was looking at the the rounds and everything and trying to see, like, where will I be ready to jump in? And it's probably, for me, going to be, I think, the next round. But you texted me before the show and said you definitely want to talk LeBron James. The Lakers get a win in the series opener against the Rockets. They're not at 100%, but they find a way to get the win anyway. LeBron goes for 19, 8, and 13, Paul. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're the historian for Sports Daily. You've got, you're dabble in museums and Hall of Fames. How do you quantify what LeBron's still able to do on the court at what now, 42 years old, 41 years old?
Mm-hmm. Amazing, isn't it? And part of the thing about LeBron is that every time he makes a free throw, every time he makes a field goal, every time he makes a three. Jacob, the record book is changed. You know, every time he scores, you got to change the record book, don't you? We don't see that happen very often in a lifetime. You know, this is amazing. We're in uncharted territory. Will he come back next year? I don't know. People say he's not going to. But, you know, he's still running the floor. It looks like to me he's having fun. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't want to if he's still playing as well as he is now. But you're right. You look across, you look across, you know, 38 minutes in that game. He still played 38 minutes. You know, 19 points. Come on, that's 9 for 15 from field goals. I mean, you know, well over 50% shooting. 1 for 2 from 3, that's 50, you know, that's 33%. That's not bad at all. Well, no, that's 50%. And I'm just telling you, it's a fascinating story. The Lakers weren't supposed to roll very good. They were a 5 seed. I believe a 5 seed going against a 4 seed.
Yeah, 5 versus 4.
5 versus 4. And Rockets, now I admit, no Kevin Durant. That's a problem. By the way, just if you're interested, Kevin Durant is game time decision, so we don't know if he's going to play. He's got a problem.
And that game is tonight.
It's a knee deal. We all know how that happens. Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play. But anyway, I find this particular series interesting because, let's face it, as much as 30 to 35, 40 days ago, it wasn't that long, a month and a half ago at the most, people were talking about the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs, weren't they? You know, that's how this team was.
Yeah, I have the hardest time. Like, I don't know how to – we're going to look back – and this is going to be something that right now, the problem with LeBron is all the people watching him for the most part, you've got Michael Jordan there, like in his prime. Now it's this next generation of players. So for like the young guys, you're looking at him as like an antique. Where do you, like, what is the most fair comparison of legacy for him? Is it Jordan? Or now that we're seeing the longevity, do you go to some of the other guys who, you know, might be in the historical nature of like total points scored and all of that stuff? Like, how do you define what it's been? They're not going to win the championship this year. I'd be surprised and quite frankly stunned if LeBron ever gets another ring or something like that.
Right.
I mean, he'd have to play again and probably just go hop on somebody. But when we look at the, like, that Lakers team's not beating.
Right.
And I say that not watching it a ton, but they don't have enough horses to keep up with the Thunder, for instance.
No.
And I'd love to see him play a team like the Spurs if they could, because he's Wimby.
Yeah. But. Well, and boy, how much fun is Victor Wembanyama to watch? But by the way, and obviously with the Lakers, one of the big factors is, would they be able to make a run if Luka was still playing? Or how about Austin Reeves? What about him? You lose those two guys, and you still win the first round, a game you're not supposed to win. You know, I don't know. This is just one of those deals. This could be one of those moments in history. So normally I would never root for the Lakers. You know, it's just, you know, not my deal. But this is an interesting situation, and particularly with LeBron James and the fact that he is still kicking, playing well, 19 points, 13 assists, huge, and you know, win a game that really nobody thought they could win. And I mean, I'm not going to say they're even going to get out of this.
They're underdogs again tonight. Not huge, but you know, like +168 on the money line, +4.5.
Yeah, 4.5 was the last.
It's a pretty tight, but they're at home, right?
They're at home. But anyway, with that being said, I find this series really interesting. But there's a number of the playoffs that I think are fascinating if you just delve into it. And you know, I take a look at. The Hawks and the Knicks, I find that one fascinating.
Are you betting? Who's your pick? Are you betting the Thunder again?
Well, I'll tell you what. How do you go against them? I mean, I got the Thunder, but I mean, I know that's a no-brainer. I'm not taking a chance. But they're awfully good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say the Spurs may have something to say about that. If I wasn't going to take the Thunder, I'd take the Spurs because, man, oh, man, I'll tell you, I remember when Wemby came into this league and he looked uncoordinated. He didn't look like he was ready for prime time, and that was 2 or 3 years ago. And now you look at him, this is a man. This is a real man. He's grown up. Well, he's 22 now. When he came into the league, he was a teenager. Came into this league, he still had those awkward moves and that kind of thing. He wasn't as athletic as he's become. He's well, what he's done is he's grown up. He's matured. He's grown in the way that mature adults become. And he's so much fun to watch. He is so much fun to watch. He could end up being that guy that changes this league for years and years and years. He could be the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you want to know the truth. Maybe even better than that. He can score. He can defend. By the way, he was just named, I think, in the last couple of days, defensive NBA Defensive Player of the Year, and I think rightfully so. He changes defenses down in the paint. So this is a fun series. But right now, obviously, I think this is going to be won probably in the semifinals between Oklahoma City and
San Antonio.
Yeah,
San Antonio. Nobody in the East. Nobody in the East threatening for you.
Who?
Boston.
Who? No.
Boston.
No. No. I mean, are they good? Yeah, they're okay. They're good. But nobody is at that level of the Spurs, and nobody's at that level for Oklahoma City.
Yeah, the Pistons.
That's my opinion.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And again, that's just. I am so locked in now these days to college basketball and so much less than I used to be. I do want to watch Wemby in a series, so I'm looking forward to the series advancing. Thunder Spurs, I think, would be a blast. So I'd be pretty locked in on that. I want to see, you know, Detroit. I think, you know, Paolo Banchero and Cade Cunningham in an 8-1 matchup. I kind of want to watch a game of that. I saw bits and pieces of that. Was that Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. The NBA's. Have you watched a lot of NBA regular season? Because that's another storyline that's out there, is that the NBA is just not popular anymore. I mean, I don't watch a ton of it, but I will say the load management thing drives me absolutely up the wall, and keeps me from it a little bit. But the thing that keeps me from it is college basketball.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. But I get the impression you're still watching a pretty good deal.
Well, I do not watch it during college basketball. If I have a choice between NBA and college basketball, for me, college basketball is going to get it, particularly if there's a Big 12 team on, particularly right. If Wichita State or KU or K-State, someone else like that's playing, then, of course, it's all different. I don't get into the NBA till usually after the March Madness is over, because that's when basketball starts getting serious. And right now this is as serious as it gets. You win or you don't play on, and that's the way this works. So yeah, I start watching once the NBA or once the NCAA tournament's over. Then I really kind of watch it a little more. I enjoy the athleticism. And basketball becomes more serious, you know, when you get closer to the playoffs. And then the playoffs, everything, you know, is on the table. Everybody wants to win those games. So, yeah, I guess for the average guy, I pay attention more than most. But I also get a lot of updates and that kind of thing. I follow it, even if I can't watch it. But, yeah, I enjoy it. And it's going to be Spurs, and it's going to be Spurs and Thunder in the semifinals.
Lock it in. You're there.
Lock it in.
We'll see.
I mean, who else could you make a
case in a little bit next week? It'll be good timing. You're in a few times next week to kind of follow along a little bit.
Yeah,
in
there you
NBA
go.
Playoffs. I'll be meanwhile pulling my hair out with the Kansas City Royals while you're doing that.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll be having a better time.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs are more entertaining than the Royals. Can I say that?
Yes, you can say that. The Royals, there's nothing entertaining about watching the Royals right now. It is painful is the easiest way to describe painful. It. And that word gets tossed painful. Around a little bit. It is painful to watch the Royals right now. That game last night was painful to watch and to listen to. I listened to the first half right here on KFH, and thank goodness Denny was on the call early in those bases loaded situations, because you know Denny, he never gets real high or real low, because if that had been me on the call, whew, I might have punched the window in front of me. Like, are you kidding me? We can't score with a couple different opportunities with the bases loaded and less than two outs. We can't score. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You should have
crazy,
flipped over to the Nuggets and Timberwolves. That was fairly entertaining.
I should have flipped over to the Nuggets and Timberwolves. Yeah. I think that would have been a better, I know my son, who just loves any kind of basketball, he loves any kind of sports right now. Maybe we'll fire up a basketball game just to let him do it and give myself a break from the Royals. Royals, they'll play again tonight. We got Shocker Baseball tonight right here on KFH at 5:45. So we'll have that for you as well. By the way, if you miss anything and you're on the way to work, you want to keep listening to us, you want to listen to us after the fact, we've got a podcast out. It's on the Odyssey app and odyssey.com. Just download the app or visit odyssey.com and search for KFH. We'll have much more coming up this week on the draft. DJ will be back in tomorrow. We're going to bring in Joshua Briscoe tomorrow to talk about the NFL draft, our Chiefs insider on the Chiefs radio network, see what he's hearing there. Andy Reid didn't give us much yesterday. Brett Veach gave us quite a bit. So we can go back last week to some of Brett Veach's comments, but we have that in there. Shreyas Lada is going to join us tomorrow as well as well. KU still dragging their feet. Paul, we got you in next week a little bit. I've got to get your thoughts on what's happening with KU and Tyron Stokes, who still has not decided. KU's kind of being held hostage, it feels like, a little bit here by a freshman. There's a lot going on. That's the other thing. Like these kind of pull your hair out stories are key, that you don't know. Like the following the transfer portal is also keeping me up. But it's not all bad news out of the portal, because Wichita State, Paul, Shockers going to have some buzz going into next year. They're going to have some buzz going into next year. They're doing something nobody else is doing. We'll talk to Kevin Saul about it tomorrow, I believe, too. So busy Wednesday coming up. We got a little bit more still here to go on a Tuesday, though. Stick around. We got more Sports Daily.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids dual active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
At Busey, banking is about more than numbers. It's about relationships. For over 150 years, we've been helping individuals, families, and businesses reach their goals with personalized service and local decision-making. Whether you're opening your first account or planning your next big move, we're here with the tools and support to help you move forward with confidence. Busey Bank, your partner for life's moments, both big and small. Member FDIC.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Saving money in outdoor storage when you shop at Menards.
sheds. Suncast sheds have the storage space you need for any backyard, whether you're protecting bikes and toys or sorting yard tools. Suncast selection of durable, low-maintenance outdoor sheds come in a variety of styles and sizes to fit your needs. Pick up an in-stock Suncast storage shed today and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is...
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
It's deck days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Bengals had a clear plan in mind this offseason. Fix the defensive line and do it now by sending the 10th overall pick to the Giants for Dexter Lawrence. Cincinnati landed one of the premier interior defenders in football. It's a move that immediately raises the floor of a unit that was on the floor. Lawrence is not a projection. He's a proven talent. He lives in the opposition's backfield. He's physical, capable of clearing rushing lanes for outside pass rushers. That's the appeal. The concern is everything else that comes with it. He arrives with a massive contract, and paired with deals for Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins, the Bengals are now committing an immense amount of cap for just four players. Lauren.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.